Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The Secretary-General of the Department of Health has told the Oireachtas Health Committee that allegations made during an RTÉ Investigates programme were not true. Robert Watt was making his first appearance before the committee since being appointed Secretary-General of the Department of Health. He was answering questions about the RTÉ Investigates programme aired in March regarding the gathering of sensitive information about children who were involved in dormant legal actions against the state. Our reporter, Kate Egan, has this report.
The Secretary-General of the Department of Health told the committee that any information the department holds on patients is provided by the plaintiff. Robert Watt said there was no evidence that the department was prying on families, and he said that a review of the protected disclosure carried out by Conleth Bradley, senior counsel, found that the information held by the department was the type that you would expect to see in such cases. Sinn Féin's David Cullinan asked the Secretary-General whether any information that is being held on any of the families in question, whether that information has now been fully disclosed to those families.
The families, a number of families have put in data requests and we're complying with that and we're very happy to do that.
Have you proactively done it, Mr. Watt? You don't need to wait. What I'm saying is, have you contacted all families and said, here's the information that we have on your family and broadly here are the areas, and if you want more information we will provide it. Surely there's an obligation on you to do that.
Yeah, so we contacted the families through the liaison officer and we're engaging with them on that. Deputy, there's a suggestion here, and this is I think the premise of your question, that there's something untoward here or underhand or inappropriate going on here. There's not. Okay? There really isn't.
The Green Party's Nasa Horrigan said the department had stressed it had broken no laws and finds no wrongdoing. And based on this, she asked Mr. Watt if the practice was still continuing.
We're not saying here, Deputy, that there's nothing we can learn. Of course, there are issues we can learn here about sharing data, about management of data, other issues that deputies have been raised. Absolutely. And there's never any situation involving complex policy or legal questions where there's absolute certainty. There's always difficulties, there's always greyness, there's always trade-offs. So we're not suggesting that mistakes haven't been made. We're not suggesting that we do everything properly. But what I'm very clearly saying, though, and I hope there's no doubt about this, that the substantive allegations made against officials in the department by prime time, there is no basis for those allegations.
Mr. Watt was asked by Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway about a telephone call he had made to the Director General of RTÉ the day before the programme went out. Mr. Watt said Primetime Investigates had written to the department several weeks before the programme was broadcast, giving a broad indication of some of the things that they were saying.
So we had some sense of the allegations that were made. And there were two things that we were both conscious of. First of all, that the allegations were extremely serious and would cause distress to families if those allegations are made publicly. And secondly, we didn't believe the allegations were true. So I wanted to ensure that the Director General of RTÉ, in her role, understood the gravity of the allegations, that these were as serious as it could be to suggest that officials of a government department are prying on citizens or engaged in covert operation and secret dossiers and so on. This type of language, these type of allegations are serious. So I wanted to make sure that the Director General understood the seriousness of the allegations, which I think after the conversation she did. And secondly, I wanted to make it very clear that based on what I had seen and what had been brought to my attention, based on the whistleblower's report, which I understood that stage RTÉ had or had elements of it, if not all of it had elements of it, and it certainly had been briefed by the whistleblower himself, that I wanted to basically say through that we didn't believe the allegations were correct. And I didn't think it was appropriate for RTÉ to make such serious allegations of that nature when, in effect, we didn't believe. And I set out why we didn't believe they were correct.
Mr. Watt also said the department was reflecting on what they will do now. And he said they hadn't waived any of their rights to challenge the programme or to make a formal complaint against RTÉ or to take any other action.
And that report from Kate Egan. Well, RTÉ has issued a statement this lunchtime. It says that RTÉ is glad that, contrary to their previous stated position, the Department of Health has confirmed that it did hold confidential medical and educational information on children with autism that families were not aware of. At no point, the statement says, as RTÉ Investigates suggested, that this was illegal, nor did it claim that the Department of Health has only obtained this material directly. RTÉ, it says, stands recommendations by the journalism in this report.